Thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's April 2020, and you're listening to episode 168, which is part two of a two-part discussion about a new generation of New Age gurus on social media. Today's conversation is about astrologer Chani Nicholas. On this episode, I'm joined by Lindsay Maddenwalt. And Lindsay holds an MA in apologetics from Denver Seminary. She also has an MA in public administration, and she is an attorney with the JD from St. Mary's School of Law. In addition, she serves as the executive director for Mama Bear Apologetics. Lindsay has written an in-depth online exclusive feature article for the Christian Research Journal, and it's called Controversial Guru, Teal Swan, and Best-Selling Author and Astrologer Chani Nicholas Bring New Age Teachings to the Social Media Generation. And you can read it for free online at our website, equip.org. Lindsay, it's good to have you on.
It's nice to be back.
Well, I first heard about Chani Nicholas through the New York Times, who did kind of a piece in their style section about her, kind of like a personality piece about her and her rise as a popular astrologer. Specifically, they were talking about her upcoming book that might be released now by the time this comes out. But their article is called Your Favorite Internet Astrologer Wrote a Book, and the subtitle is Chani Nicholas Doesn't Want to Tell You Who You Are, But Who You Can Be. So I guess she's kind of, I'd never heard of her before, but if you have a profile in the New York Times, I guess you're big enough. So tell us a little bit about Chani Nicholas.
Her book is out. It's called You Were Born for This, and I have it in my hands. So it was released, and I purchased a copy for myself and so that I could research for this article. Chani Nicholas is a 44-year-old Jewish woman, and she is what I guess most people would call a celebrity astrologist. So she is a celebrity astrologist who predicts things for not only celebrities, but also for just your common person. She has been in the business for about 20 years. And she considers astrology as a way to counsel people. So that's kind of what she does. And you're right. She came out with this book, You Were Born for This. It's her first book. And it is basically just an introduction of who she is and why she does what she does. And then it walks you through your birth chart and how to read your birth chart. So that's kind of what she does and who she is. And she's a voice to those who may not be strong voices in our culture.
You know, I think a lot of Christians might think of the stereotype of the astrologer, you know, where you go past those small shops that look a little bit sketchy and there are people doing astrology readings, which I'm sure she also does. But it seems like it's really, you know, just even in this New York Times article, they just talked about astrology basically being everywhere, and it's become really popular in the younger generation, which they call the internet generation, and people just in general love archetypes. I know that some different kinds of those personality type of tests or classifications have become extremely popular. Finally, I think it took 30 years, but the Enneagram that started out in the Roman Catholic Church has now hit it really super big. It is so controversial. Everybody's into it. That's probably under 35. That's a Christian. They always talk about what Enneagram they are. And it's very fascinating to me specifically because back in the early 1990s, a Roman Catholic priest actually wrote an article about it because he has a specialization in the New Age. And he talked about its occultic roots. And of course, it's one of those controversial things you can't bring up to anybody that the Enneagram has occultic roots, not at least not younger people right now in the internet generation that are Christians, because it is definitely entrenched. A lot of people that I know are into it. So this idea of astrology, people might say, well, poo-poo that. But, you know, I just look at the rise of the Enneagram in evangelical circles, at least younger evangelical circles, and it's really big. So, like you mentioned, Chani Nicholas is older, but yet she's finding this following in the younger generation. And so I wanted to ask you,
Is Chani popular, and specifically, in what ways is she popular?
It's so interesting. All the things you just said are things that I've been sort of processing in the last couple of months. I was recently in LA, and I was struck again by the number of psychic shops that were all down all the roads that I seem to be driving down. They were just everywhere. Everybody seems to be getting psychic readings. And the Enneagram has been called Christian astrology. And you've got strong voices like Marcia Montenegro coming out and talking about how it has New Age roots. And you've got these very strong-willed young people saying, no, I still believe it. I still believe it. And personally, my husband has done quite a lot of research on the Enneagram. He's a psychologist, and he's written several articles about it. And he's quickly becoming this person of interest in the Enneagram world, which has not necessarily created many friends for the man. So yes, we see it. We see it everywhere. Astrology, people want to know what the stars say. This is nothing new. They've been doing it since the ancient times. People have been looking at the stars for answers. And so Chani is simply doing what people have always done. We can read about astrology in history. And is she popular? Yes. She is, as you mentioned, kind of all over the media. She is on Instagram. She is on Twitter. People follow her on her website. And she is the resident astrologer for Oprah's O Magazine. So she writes the horoscope articles for O Magazine. And she has been featured in the New York Times, as you mentioned. She's been featured in Forbes. She's been in The Atlantic, but she's also been on TV. So she's been making the rounds on television as well. So she's been, I think, on CBS This Morning, right? So it's possible you've seen her on there. And she's been featured in all types of fashion magazines, Vanity Fair, Vogue, Glamour, but also in things like Forbes and Rolling Stone. So she's definitely been a lot of places, and yet I had never heard of her until this article. So it's really interesting, the waves that she's making. And Christians might not know her by name, but they should, because she's making a big splash. She's got more than 1 million people who visit her website every month to read what she's written about their charts. And most recently, I guess a year ago, not most recently, a year ago, she actually, if you've ever heard of the hip hop singer Lizzo, she actually gave Lizzo a public reading. And this was at a Spotify event, and it was recorded. And so, of course, it's on the internet, because if it's not on the internet, it didn't happen these days. And so she posted this on her website, and it is her telling Lizzo that she's about to have the most amazing year of her life. And this was for last year. And as we know, Lizzo actually had a pretty great year. So that's creating some movement in Chani Nicholas's popularity.
So how did Chani get her start in astrology? Because that sounds pretty major. Maybe some of our listeners don't know who Lizzo is, but she has become a huge sensation in the last year or so with her hip hop recordings, and especially because they're kind of like empowerment recordings for women that don't want to kind of adhere themselves to the popular kind of body image type, and just kind of freedom from all of that. So
she's unique too. She plays the flute while she does this hip hop. So she's very unique in her singing.
Yes. And she's a very kind of sassy personality, and, you know, kind of larger than life type of personality. So just probably maybe Lizzo got connected from Oprah, who knows. So how did she get her start in astrology? Because how do you go from, you know, nobody's known you to like Oprah and Forbes and the New York Times and so forth?
It does seem kind of crazy, but she's not an overnight sensation. I don't think she would consider herself an overnight sensation, because she's been doing it for 20 years, right? Chani, when she was a kid, her parents, I guess, were divorced. And so her father got remarried. And her stepmother's mother, so her new grandmother, was what's called a Reiki master. And that is essentially energy healing. So it's meant to help people. They do relaxation techniques and meditation, and it's supposed to help people with stress reduction. So she began kind of learning from her new grandmother. And then when she was 12, as sort of a what Chani calls a bonding experience, the whole family got a tarot card reading together. And they did it with the intention of learning more about each other. But it does seem like a bit of a bizarre picture to have a 12-year-old sitting around the table with her parents and her grandmother, and they're getting this, you know, their tarot cards read to them. I mean, if I asked my 12-year-old today if she even knows what tarot is, she'd probably say no. It's just not something that I think that most 12-year-olds are in tune with. And of course, we know that, you know, tarot is simply just flipping cards and predicting the future based on what card appears and in what order. So the order also matters, according to tarot card readers, which is, of course, New Age. So she takes this tarot card reading and she's really intrigued. Her 12-year-old self is very intrigued by it. And so they would actually start sitting around the table regularly doing tarot card readings, she and her family. And her grandmother, because she saw that Chani was so interested in astrology and in tarot, she actually gave her a book by this Canadian astrologist named Tana Katola. Tana is, I guess the main thing Tana would be known for is coming up with this new kind of astrology that reaches the unreached. And it's a more emotional take on astrology. So she wrote this book called The New Astrology Sun Signs. And from that moment on, it seemed like Chani was completely hooked on the world of astrology. She wanted to do it so that she could not only understand herself from that, but so that she could begin to understand her family and her friends and the people around her as well.
So did she always want to be an astrologist?
No, she actually wanted to be an actress. And so she moved to LA she's from Canada. She moved to LA when she was about 20, and she pursued acting, and that sort of, I guess, fell through. And so she left the industry and she started attending this school out in San Francisco called the California Institute of Integral Studies. It's a nonprofit college out in San Francisco. And she actually did earn a bachelor's degree there. She studied feminism and social justice. And she began to merge the ideas that I think that's where it sort of sparked, where she began to merge the ideas between social justice and astrology and how astrology could play a part in social justice. So she attempted to start 3 master's programs in social justice fields and ended up just feeling really unhappy with herself in those roles. And so she decided that she was going to leave and attempt astrology. She began studying with a really popular astrologist named Demetra George, and she studied under her for several years. And she began to, as she says, accept her role. So she wanted to be an astrologist. And so she began to accept that and not so much be hard on herself for her desire to be an astrologist. And she really wanted to begin to read the stars to help other people find their purpose.
You're listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest is Lindsay Mattenwalt, and she has written an online, in-depth, exclusive feature article for the Christian Research Journal, and her article is called Controversial Guru Teal Swan and Best-Selling Author and Astrologer Chani Nicholas Bring New Age Teachings to the Social Media Generation. You can read her article for free online at our website, equip.org, and we'd like to ask you to partner with us. Now, I know during these times, people's finances are really tight because we're in the middle of a pandemic right now worldwide. It's April 2020. But there are ways that you can help us that are smaller ways. If you can't afford a subscription right now for $33.50 at equip.org, then what you can do, the best thing you can do, is just tell a friend about this podcast. And then also go to Apple Podcasts, search for this podcast, Postmodern Realities, and you'll see that you can rate and review our podcast. We don't have as many ratings as we'd like to. It's really easy for you to give us a starred review. That literally only takes seconds. But if you have a few moments of time, just jot a little written review. What do you like best about this podcast that you can recommend to others? So the more of these written reviews and starred reviews that we have, the more that people can find this content. And so that will help us continue bringing this free content to you. And thank you for your partnership.
earlier in the podcast, you were talking about her new book called You Were Born for This, and she has gotten a ton of press back in January just because her book was coming out. So what was her book about?
Yeah, so the book is actually, it's a flashy book. It's a flashy title. Everything about it reads New Age to me just from the cover. It's a black cover with sort of a silvery title, and it makes different colors when you tilt it in the light. But she wrote this book because she really wanted to provide a way for people to accept themselves. And she thinks that she could use astrology to do this. She acknowledges that astrology is not specific. So when you read a horoscope in the newspaper, and horoscopes are in every major newspaper, when you read a horoscope, you are getting something that all the other people in your sign are getting. And it's not specific to you. So it doesn't say, hey, Melanie, today it's going to be a great day in your office and your office is going to bring you a latte. Congratulations. That's not what astrology does, because it's just impossible. So she acknowledges that. So this book is sort of a way for her to make it more tailored to the individual. She offers free birth charts on her website. So you could go to her website and you can type in your birth date and your birth time. It goes all the way to when you were born. And she creates this birth chart for you. And when you have your birth chart with you, then you're supposed to come to her book and read the book according to your birth chart. So it's sort of not the entire book is meant for you. It's meant for different people, and you can read your specific parts. You don't have to read all the other parts, and it's supposed to be more tailored to you, because she says that that way you can gain more insight about yourself and hopefully you can accept who you are. She's all about the self-acceptance and self-love. And she really speaks to the, you know, her audience. And we've talked about her audience being, you know, millennials and Gen Z. She really speaks to that because she's telling them you are just perfect the way you are and your signs prove it. So the birth chart is sort of like a snapshot of who you were and what the sky was doing at the moment you were born. And that's what she calls a celestial blueprint. So it kind of, that's what you're going to live and that's how you're going to live. And you are destined for whatever your stars were when you were born. In the book, she also has some birth charts of some pretty famous people. So she has Dr. Maya Angelou's birth chart in there. And she also offers Frida Kahlo's birth chart in there, just so you could get some insight on what she thinks about these particular women and read more about who they are and what they did. So she's trying to make it really relevant as well. There's lots of drawings and charts and graphics in the book. It's incredibly accessible. And you could pick it up and think you were just, you know, reading a self-help book.
So, you know, astrology isn't scientific, and you just explained to us that it's not specific. I think some people would think that it's kind of like quackery. I mean, you could just say something generally that applies to tons of yes. people. But what does Chani say about those critiques of astrology?
She acknowledges on both points. She definitely says that it's not scientific and that it's not specific. I watched an explained episode on Netflix about astrology, and she was actually interviewed for the show. And in it, she makes those claims. She specifically says that, yeah, you're right. It's not specific and it's not scientific. And many other astrologists assert the same thing. And so with her book and your birth chart, she's hoping that she will reach you. In particular, like she's talking specifically to you, like no one else has your chart. No one else probably was, well, if they were born at the exact same time, there's very few people who are born at the exact same time in the exact same space on the exact same date. So this chart is for you, and you can then read it and apply it however you choose. So now it's a choose your own adventure. So here's your chart. Here's more information in my book. And now you can look at it as a sort of like a reflection of your life And you get to judge it, and you get to decide if it's true. You get to decide if it's relevant, and you get to decide if you want to use it or not. And she also says that astrology reminds us that we're exactly who we're supposed to be, and we're not supposed to be any other person. And we can look to the stars, and that proves it. And the life we want to live can be fulfilled if we would just accept who we are. And so you're perfect the way you are, Melanie. You don't need to do anything else. And here's your astrological chart to prove it. And if you're not happy, I don't know why, because you're already perfect the way you are.
What's really interesting is you think, how could this even work? But one of the interviews that I read about her new book is that the actual journalist, who wasn't religious or anything, just after reading this book, felt so connected to her because she felt like the entire book spoke to her about her recent breakup. And she just felt like, yeah, I mean, everything she said was totally true. It felt like I was talking to her. She just helped me through this by just reading her book. So one thing I know is that she has some popular playlists of music on Spotify. So can you explain exactly what those playlists are, why she has them, and maybe some of our listeners might not know what Spotify is. We are talking, after all, about the internet generation. And Spotify is just an app and a website that is like a audio streaming platform, mainly, you know, podcasts, mainly music, really. And there's some podcasts and so on. And you can curate your own list. You can subscribe to friends who have lists. And also you can find different of your favorite artists on there. And also for a monthly fee, you can, you know, get access to everybody's entire albums of music and stuff. So if we have older people that used to do iTunes, it's kind of like iTunes is dead. Everyone's on Spotify now. So it's a big platform for streaming music and podcasts. So what kind of content does she have on Spotify?
Yeah. So she teamed up with Spotify in 2019 and she creates what are called cosmic playlists. So she even won a 2019 Webby Award for the best influencer endorsement. These playlists have been featured on NBC and Newsweek and Forbes and several other places, Pop Sugar. So if you're getting your news on the internet, you've probably heard of Spotify, and it's possible that you've heard of these playlists. Earlier, I mentioned Lizzo and Chani's public reading of Lizzo. That was at a Spotify event, and that was to celebrate the cosmic playlists.
A couple of weeks ago, when you were last on the podcast,
you talked about different Pew Research polls that have come out that just talk about how many Christians actually, you would think that Christians wouldn't hold to New Age beliefs, but a lot of Christians do agree with New Age beliefs. And you talked about reincarnation and Christians believing in that. So for this week in our discussion about astrology, how many Christians believe in astrology? And so if we have Christian friends, which again, so many Christians do hold to the Enneagram, how should Christians respond to those who hold to astrology?
Right. So 26% of Christians believe in astrology. So that's about 1 in 4. And that's why we have to be vigilant. So these Spotify cosmic playlists, they're monthly musical horoscopes, and you might not even know that you're listening to them. You might have stumbled on it by accident, but they're designed around these astrological signs. And she features all types of music genres, and you may just decide that you like the music, but you might not know that you're getting an astrological reading along with that. She includes a lot of independent artists to give them a platform, but there are also a lot of explicit songs on each of the playlists. So you've got to be careful with that. But the goal is to inspire and reflect and maybe even have what she calls your own personal dance party. So if you're on Spotify as a Christian and you're just listening to different playlists and you stumble upon cosmic playlists, you might not even think that that is an issue, but people are listening and people are reading her material and going to find truth in a world that doesn't offer truth, unfortunately. And I think if we can admit that, a quarter of the church is interested and reading astrology, but not only that, that they believe in it, that they believe that reading your stars is true, that is an issue. Spotify could be a gateway. Her book could be a gateway. And then you just, oh, I'll just read, you know, the monthly horoscopes and oh, okay. Well, now I'm checking, you know, the daily newspaper for my horoscope. Oh, now I'm getting the apps that give me my horoscope every hour. And that is, you know, really dangerous territory because we begin replacing truth with this idea of the stars say you're going to be fantastic and all is going to be well with you. So just believe the stars. And we just know that that's not true. Some of your listeners might be interested to know if we're talking about, you know, the new generation. Well, let's talk about the old generation. Former President Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy, they were Christians, but they used astrologists to help them make difficult choices in their life and during his presidency. And so that's a really interesting thing to think about is you've got this professed Christian in the White House using an astrologist to help him make decisions. And we have to remind ourselves that, you know, I don't think people go to astrology because they want to disobey God's plan for their lives. I think, as we've mentioned before, we're just looking for an idea of being accepted. Chani really reaches a chord with millennials and Generation Z. And the reason she does is because she says that, you know, this particular generation is so driven by identity politics. And Chani, as a Jewish woman, she's also a lesbian. So she speaks strongly to, you know, a certain demographic that, you know, read her posts and find encouragement in them. And astrology just seems like one more way for people to identify themselves. This is why people are so obsessed with the Enneagram right now. They want to learn as much as they can about themselves and then hopefully make themselves better. But we're really just grasping at straws and hoping that, you know, we learn something, but there may actually be nothing to be learned from the stars. They may, in fact, just be stars. And I think Christians need to remember that there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible talks a lot about sorcery and astrology, especially in the Old Testament. And the Bible also offers really clear warnings against using sorcery and astrologists. So Isaiah says, you know, in chapter 47:15, they all go on in error. There's not one that can save you. So there's not a single sorcerer that can save you from what is going on in your life. And Christians should really strive to not entangle themselves in astrology and instead rely on God. You know, our identity, the Bible tells us that our identity is found in Christ and it's not found in the stars. We are who we are because that's how God made us. And certainly we can acknowledge that we live in a post-truth culture where it's, you know, really hard to determine what is truth and what is not truth. And is my truth truth and your truth isn't truth? And truth has just become this really muddy word. And people aren't sure exactly how to define it because they're afraid they might offend. In this case, though, we as Christians need to be firm and say astrology is a falsehood. We know that it's wrong because scripture clearly tells us that astrology is wrong. So when we are finding that our friends are reading their horoscope, we should gently remind them that the horoscope offers them no truth. The horoscope might be a fun read for them, but just because something is fun doesn't mean that it is good for you, doesn't mean that it is healthy for you. I could go out and eat a dozen donuts because I love donuts, but that doesn't make my life better. It doesn't make my body stronger and healthier. And we need to really treat our hearts and our minds in the same way and fill it with truth and not with lies.
Well, finally, I want to end with some fun rapid fire questions for Lindsay. So Lindsay, I know you live in Texas. Tex-Mex or Texas barbecue?
Tex-Mex 100%. Although everybody seems to serve Texas barbecue here.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I'm almost on the full end of an introvert. It's really uncomfortable for me to be in places with a lot of people.
Would you consider yourself highly organized or easygoing and go with the flow?
You should have my husband answer this question. I'm definitely highly organized. I have multiple planners, multiple calendars. Life is planned, not down to the minute, but definitely down to the hour.
And do you know how to change a tire?
Yes. It's not something I would enjoy doing, but yes, I do know how to change a tire.
You know, one of my questions that I usually ask is, would you like to do your taxes or jury duty? But since you're an attorney, I omitted that question. I'm not going to ask attorneys that question.
I would love jury duty. I would never get picked for it, but jury duty would be the best.
Well, thanks, Lindsay, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
Thank you, Melanie.
You've been listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest, Lindsay Medenwalt, and I have been talking about astrologer and author Chani Nicholas in part two of a two-part episode on New Age teachers. And she has written an article that is quite in-depth for our journal on these teachers. You can find it for free online at our website, equip.org. And Lindsay's article is called Controversial Guru, Teal Swan, and best-selling author and astrologer Chani Nicholas Bring New Age Teachings to the Social Media Generation.
We'd like to hear from you, so connect with us on social media, like the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, and follow CRI, Christian Research Journal, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Bible Answer Man on Twitter. And please subscribe to the Bible Answer Man channel on YouTube. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Postmodern Realities podcast on iTunes, and please rate and review our podcast. When you rate and review our podcast, it helps others see our content. And please share this episode on your social media accounts. Be sure you tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition, head to iTunes and subscribe to Hank Unplugged, Hank's audio podcast. Follow Hank off the grid, where he has in-depth conversations with some of the brightest minds discussing topics you care about. So until our next Christian Research Journal author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.